ATF, listing statewide one.
You still out there working? NALRF.
I am. Boy, it's been a long time. How you doing, Ray?
Oh, pretty good. Heading to Grand Rapids right now. I had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, pretty good. Working for a company over Northside Lansing now. The place I was working got bought out. Maybe you know this. I've been here 4 years, but it's been a long time since we talked. But the place I was working for got bought out, part of a bigger corporation now, which I didn't care for. So I went to another small company over Northside Lansing. So unfortunately, I drive into the northern suburbs of Detroit quite a bit. Still there, Ray?
Hey, EGS, listening to LRF. Is this any better?
Oh, I can hear you again. I take it you're between repeaters, or are you running a hotspot?
No, I had to switch repeaters. Normally, at my place up in Allegan, I use the Hamilton repeater, and of course, we're going quite a ways away from there, so I'm not on the ground.
Okay, well, I'm on Lansing, and I haven't been able to bring up Dansville, so I think that's down, so I got to go from Lansing to Novi, so it can get a little tough in the middle in between these two, but, oh, I don't get it on here a lot, but just got a different radio. This was, bought a dual band. I got the Connect Systems 800 and bought the dual band plus version of it. Biggest thing is it's got a lot more memory in it, and I can lay the channels out a little better on it, but not a bad radio. Plus it is, you know, part 90. I am using it over on GMRS, too, so it works for that. I don't know if you've messed with any of that at all, but that really popped up here in the last few years.
Yep. Yeah, I know it has. I'm running a dual band, dual, maybe section. Basically, I can run dual band and dual watch. It has two parts of the radio, whatever. It's a Anytone 578. And I finally got it mounted in my truck, so I actually get on a little more often. But other than that, not much else is going on. You're still living up.
Yeah, you dropped out at the end there. But, still living in the same place. Don't have any plans of going anyplace else. Still working. Probably still will for several more years. unless I win the lottery, which isn't likely because I don't buy lottery tickets, so that's probably not going to happen. But no, we're still working, living in the same place. Not a lot of big changes. My youngest daughter got married. That's probably the biggest thing. Older daughter still lives with us, so still got one kid hanging out at home. But I changed company vehicles, 10 months ago or something, and haven't put ATF back in, but you know, it'll probably end up being that old 430. I've gotten a lot of use out of that radio. It's got a lot of miles on it now. I had it in my last Ford band, but it may end up going in this one. I've been thinking about buying a newer radio, but I haven't done it yet, so may end up with that 430 back in here. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that radio. Well, I'm getting where I got to go, so I'm going to get out of here. Good to chat with you. Hope to hear you on here once in a while. Now that I have a radio in my truck, I'm getting a little more active. Hopefully, over the next year, I'll get my EVS thing on up.
Yeah, I don't have anything up at home right now. One end of my 40-meter dipole came down, and I just took it completely down, hacked up, and I don't operate at home enough to say so. I picked up a 440 I was going to use in place of that 430, and that thing has got a receipt problem, real weak on the receipt, but I'd like to get it going because it's got the built-in tuner and everything. It'd be really handy in the mobile, but the 430 sure is still working. It's got a couple issues with it, and probably will never get completely fixed. Like, things like the squelch knob doesn't work, and I've tried to use it on AM and FM and haven't had real good luck with it. I don't know if it actually has the FM set up to use and the AM, but it's got something wrong with it. It works, but not quite right. But yeah, I think it's done a lot of bouncing down the road, so the fact it works at all is pretty amazing. But I carried it for a lot of miles, and I know I had miles on it before. So, but nice thing about that radio is you can work almost everything in it. With KAATZF listening on statewide one.
KIA monitoring.
EEN9N from KEVNT on statewide one. EEN9N from KEVNT on statewide one. KEVNT clear.
This is an AJRD testing. This is an AJRD second test.
I9KOP, W8COP on statewide one.
K88EZF, statewide one.
And at KPP 51 mobile.
K88EZF listening on statewide one.
And at KPP mobile, statewide one.
And at KPP, who was it? I don't know if I got that right. Good afternoon. Name here is Warren. It's Kilo Alpha 8 Echo Zulu Foxtrot.
Hey Warren, it's Wally, N8KPP, November 8, Kilo Papa Papa. So, I heard my car talking, so I figured I'd throw my call out. I wasn't in it, but I'm in it now, so I figured I'd say hi, see who was out there.
Well, good afternoon. I said my name here is Warren, and I'm, where am I? I know I'm a little bit west of Brighton. Heading towards Lansing, and then on to home from there. I've got about an hour and 45 minutes left to drive, I think, something like that. So on my way home from a job site and playing radio to keep me awake on the way home.
Not very good. You said you live in Lansing area?
Actually, beyond that, the company I work for is out of Lansing, but I actually live in Lakeview, which is north of Greenville. And if you're not familiar with that, halfway between Grand Rapids and Mount Pleasant is a good way to put it. Kind of north, northwest of Lansing by a little over an hour.
Oh, yeah. You got a little bit of driving to do that, don't you? So, okay. Well, at least you got a good repeater system for it all the way there. Much covered the entire way.
Yeah, a couple little gaps. Do you know if Danville is off the air? I just switched radios and couldn't get my code plug to copy over, so I've been rewriting it for the new radio. And I haven't been able to get into Danville, but it seemed like I couldn't get into that before. So I don't know if that one's off the air. So kind of got to go from Novi all the way to Lansing is the way I usually end up doing it. But although, I don't know if I hit Bancroft from down here or not. I think I can go just about from Novi to Lansing, but I haven't heard Danville on the air. I don't know if that one's not working. And then when I get north of Lansing, I got a little gap between when I lose Lansing and pick up Pleasant Valley up there usually. But then I can carry Pleasant Valley almost all the way home.
I wouldn't be the one to ask about that, but I know there's a couple people that listen here a lot. Maybe they can help out and tell you if it's up or down. So that one I don't know. So I couldn't help you on that. What kind of radio are you using?
So this is Kinect Systems. It's the 800D Plus. I have the regular Kinect Systems 800, which was UHF only. The D is the dual band version of it, and the Plus. One of the things is it's got a lot more memory in it. The old one, I could only put 16 channels per zone. This one, I don't know what the limit is. I haven't gotten it to kick me to stop me yet. So I've got over 50 channels in it. So it's a little easier to program and set up the way I want it this way. It's supposedly they're working on trying to get it to where with a firmware upgrade, trying to get it so it can work P25 and Fusion and some of the other modes, but I don't think any of that's been, anybody's gotten that going yet, but it's supposedly, that's not why I bought it. I wanted the dual band in here, and I wanted the extra memory.
Okay, you've caught my interest. What's the name of the radio again? It's called the Kinect Plus. Is that the manufacturer?
It's a Kinect Systems. Kinect Systems is the brand name. And the model is a CS800D as in Delta Plus. Kinect Systems CS800D Plus.
Okay. I've never heard of that one. I learned something today. Where's that radio made out of? Is it a U.S. radio or is it an import radio? Sounds interesting. Especially if it's going to be able to do multiple digital things.
The company that sells them is here in the U.S., but I'm pretty sure that they have them made and probably in China. But it's probably a U.S. company. I've never bought a new one. The two things have been used. I bought them from other people, but it's kind of interesting. I don't know that they've gotten those other modes working, but they claim they're working on trying to make that happen. But that's not really why I bought it. I've got a Fusion right now, so I want to have it available. I want it because of the way that structure is. The only laptop that's a program is not designed to program a program. You can add a couple channels to it, but it's a real pain. But really, to make everything you want in here, you got to have the laptop to program, which isn't a big deal. I carry a laptop in the work van all the time anyways.
Okay, now I only caught about every third word of there. I'm not sure what repeater you're on or if you're at the end of your rope or what you're doing, but what repeater are you on?
I am on Novi, and I'm almost a Howell out here. I'm on the Novi repeater, almost a Howell. And I don't know if there's anything else I can hit out here or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually when I travel that way, my radio is I get a Motorola XPR, and I just set it up it automatically jumps from channel to channel to channel. It's pretty good. I forget what they call it, IP Connect or something like that. It works pretty good.
Yeah, that's the roam function. I'm back out of the hole there, so I might be back in for a little bit. I don't have the Roam. I don't have it set up yet. What I usually do is I've learned to program the frequency then in analog. You can in range of the really
Well, Mr. Warren, I think our time has come to an end because you're at the end of your rope, and I only caught about every fifth word that time. And we'll have to catch you a little bit later because I really wanted to hear what you had to say about your radio stuff. So I will chat later, and if you get near something that's got a little bit stronger signal, throw your call out. I get another 15, 20 minutes worth of driving. So chat later, N-A-K-A-P-P.
The end of working, but I don't think there was in it. I don't think I'm in range of Lansing yet. 73, if I don't catch you later. KADZF.
NHARV, NHARV, WAKNX, calling. Nothing heard, WAKNX, clear. NHARV, NHARV, from WAKNX. Nothing heard, WAKNX, clear.
KF8CWF.
KF8CWF, KVSWR.
KF8CWF, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it looks like you're trying to get your coke. I don't know if you've got it straightened out or not, but looking on the Seabridge here.
Actually, a friend programmed up the radio for me to try DMR. So if there's a problem, I'm just finding it out. That's probably why I couldn't get on the Michigan Nets earlier. Thank you for the information, sir.
Yep. So a little bit of knowledge here for you. MI5.cc, you can go and see our what we carry in talk groups. I don't know how familiar you are with DMR, but we do not. We are not a Brandmeister system. We are strictly MI5. We don't carry Brandmeister talk groups. So I see you're trying 31266 and trying some different talk groups earlier. The other day I was going to look you up, and I think that was you that was trying some different stuff. But slot 1, talk group 51, slot 2. Talk group 52 is, and then there's events 1 through 4 that we have just for event stuff. But pretty much what the one you're on right now is probably where you're going to find anybody to talk to. Statewide 2 is pretty quiet. But so I don't know if that brings any questions up for you or what, but if there is, go ahead.
The 31266 talk group, I was actually on a different repeater, and when I came over, I keyed up with it. I did try it earlier. I went to the webpage. I've gone to the MI5 webpage now, and I know the error of my way from earlier. But, yeah, I'm still learning this stuff.
Nope, I get it. There's a learning curve there. It's not like analog where you can just plug frequency and PO in. Love it. But yeah, a lot of people don't understand that you know, there's a difference between Brandmeister and MI5, so got to kind of point that out to get people on on the right path. Because we do not carry any nets on MI5. So when you said nets, I was just making sure that you understood how it worked.
No, I was just trying anything. This was just to see if I could receive anybody. Because everywhere else I've been, on the other Detroit repeater, the Detroit deep, which was where I was trying to get the net from, I could see activity on my RSSI bar, but I could not hear anything.
Gotcha. Well, I don't know what radio you're using, but you probably got to set up a receive talk group list. To be able to hear anybody. So, some of the radios have promiscuous mode that you can hear everything. But, keep dropping out. You must be,
yeah, this is a Malfang 1701. And, user manual's not very helpful, so. I'll have to do some research tomorrow.
Yep. Sounds good. You have to get some zones set up with MI5 stuff in it and, go from there. That way you got the right talk groups in when you're on the MI5 system.
Well, he did set up the MI5 zone, and then I don't know why, but he had, and it might be the radio setting where it just puts all the digitals. So, like I said, I'll have to do a little bit of reading and use the internet to learn the radio a little bit more. But at least I know I can talk on it now.
Yep, sounds good. Okay. Glad you're getting it figured out. Some people just can't even get that far. So, welcome to DMR. KBS to here.
Thank you, sir, and enjoy the rest of your evening. KF8, CWF.
This is NHRD, NHRD, calling WAKNX. Are you listening this evening, Roy?
NHRD, WAKNX, good evening.
Okay, very good, Rory. Thanks for the comeback there. And it looks like the code plug you made for this radio is doing the right thing. It sounds very good, actually. What's strange about it is it gives no indication of the volume that the speaker is going to output on the MD5 until you start talking, and then I can adjust it. So very interesting. But, yeah, it sounds really really pretty good on this radio.
All right, very good. Yeah, there's probably some tweaking that could be done on that programming to do some things differently. I would imagine there could be a tone for the engine of volume available, but I did not dig too far into it other than throw some numbers in there to make it do something.
Okay, yeah, very good. I'm trying to read here. So when you call me, I am getting a ID number, which I presume is your ID number. I don't believe it's the same ID that I got my application approved for. So it must be showing me your ID number. I presume if I had your information in the radio here, it would probably say, like, your name and where you're at and that type of thing. Then I think you're at you.
Yeah, so you'll see whatever number that you're hearing. If you're hearing me, the number that you see will be there, whatever that is. And then if you heard someone else, their number would be there. And, yeah, a lot of the radios have a way to put in some sort of database to give the information. I never bothered with any of that, but it's a thing. So, and I think that radio you have is fairly capable. But all right, very good. Good test. I don't want to tie up the system too much because it lights up a good chunk of the state, but for us to talk across town here. But seems to be working. All seems in good order, and you sound fine. Go ahead.
Very good, Rory. Yeah, and like you said, being linked, I'll clear out of here. But I appreciate you putting some effort into setting it up, and that sounds like a viable thing to keep in the backpack. We'll catch you on the next one. I think, Jared, I will be clear.
Yep, 73 WAKNX.